Message number 81, September the 12th, 1979.
My dear friends, I am happy indeed to be with you once more, and to magnetize your aspiration in this way. My coming evokes in man a desire for change, a desire for betterment, however expressed. My energies engender in man divine discontent. All that is useless in our structures must go. There are many such which are unworthy of man today. Man is an emerging God, and thus requires the formation of modes of living which will allow this God to flourish. How can you be content with the modes within which you now live? When millions starve and die in squalor, when the rich parade their wealth before the poor, when each man is his neighbor's enemy, when no man trusts his brother, for how long must you live thus, my friends? For how long can you support this degradation? My plan and my duty is to reveal to you a new way, a way forward which will permit the divine in man to shine forth. Thus do I speak gravely, my friends and brothers. Hearken well to my words. Man must change or die. There is no other course. When you see this, you will gladly take up my cause and show that for man exists a future bathed in light. My teaching is simple. Justice, sharing, and love are divine aspects. To manifest his divinity, man must embrace these three.
Please receive the blessing of Christ.
May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation bring you to the realization of your part in the great plan.